some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Rated G Radio. We've got a fun show for you today. It's Wednesday, October 12th. We've got a 90-minute show today with Zoe Niklaus and Doug Johnston, our resident third Wednesday of the month, psychic and astrologer out of the Seattle-Tacoma area. Very excited to have them back. We're going to be talking to you, the callers, about whatever you want to talk about today. So here's the deal. I'm sure many of you have tuned in before, but if you're new to the show, when Zoe and Doug are on, you kind of get a twofer. It's like getting a group on right here at Rated G Radio, and you can call into the queue. You must press 1 on your keypad to alert us that you want to ask a question. Otherwise, I just think that you're calling in to listen from your phone, which is very cool, and many of you choose to do that. But if you're calling just to listen to the show, you get freaked out like no other. I've been there. I understand. If I unmute your line and say, okay, caller, you're live. You're like, I didn't want to talk. So if you want to talk, you got to press the 1 on your keypad. That alerts us that you're actually wanting to ask a question. Otherwise, I'm going to leave you alone just to enjoy the show. That's kind of how this works. So I've got a bunch of you queued up already. I see Zoe and Doug here in the queue, so I'll go grab them in just a couple of moments. And for housekeeping purposes, I'm going to tell you a couple of things. Number one, we love having you here. So thank you for calling today and listening in. But when you're calling in today, you get to ask one question, not a series of, you know, well, I'm going to ask this question. And then it's the tier question, which leads to the second tier, third tier, fourth tier, fifth tier question, subcategory of the question. You get one question. Zoe's going to answer the question. And then Doug's going to answer the question. Doug will probably, I say probably, meaning he will, so have it ready. He'll ask for your birthday. If you know the city and time you were born, that's helpful too. So as the show gets going, start rummaging around through your pocketbook to figure out when you were born and have your birthday ready. And that will help him as he provides you an answer. When you have listened to the answer, A, yay, that's really cool. But B, do yourself a huge favor. Go back and listen to the replay of the program. It'll be available about a half an hour after the show's over. You can download it on iTunes. You can listen to it right here on Blog Talk Radio. And get to your part where they answer your question. Listen to it. Take some notes. Rewind it. Replay it. And make sure that you're really hearing the message that they're giving to you versus, you know, sometimes when you call in, no, I have no idea what you're talking about. I only bring this up because it's happened to me before where, you know, you're like, oh, I have no idea who the person with an M is in my life. And it's, you know, my friend Mary, who I hang out with all the time or something like that. But in the spirit of the call, you're like, oh, I have no idea what you're talking about. But you go back and listen to it and you're like, oh my gosh, that totally makes sense. So please do that. Now, as I always love to say, without further ado, it's my pleasure and honor to welcome back Zoe Niklaus and Doug Johnston back to the show once again. How are you two today?
Very good.
Doing wonderful. We are ready to go.
Cool. Okay. Well, I've got a bunch of people in the queue. We've got two Amys that called in back to back. So we're going to have Amy 1 and then Amy 2. And Amy 2, you know who you are. I've already told you. So, we're going to do that. I've got a couple more people that have pressed the 1 on their keypad, which is cool. So go screen them as we start to take some calls. Do you want to kind of give us an update on anything that's been going on or even tell us about what happened last night at your big event?
At our big event yesterday, we were at Karina's Bakery in Tacoma, and Doug and I are there every Tuesday, and it's pretty exciting. We have a lot of fun. Again, local business owner who is just absolutely lovely to us. And it's a great place. We get to sit down, connect, talk with people, do readings, maybe not do readings, but we have a lot of fun with that. So anyway, again, that's every single Tuesday. And and then real quick here, and I know Doug will expand on it a little further because he's Mr. Astrology. This month, October we are going to see a lot of things happen. We're going to see the bottom line be revealed with everything, with people, government, situations. It's going to be real, real interesting. I will share that with my clients, they have been going through a lot. And I think it's not just the clients, but people. We're going through things. We're figuring things out. We're connecting the dots. You know, in numerology, this is a number 9 year. Number 9 is beautiful. It means change, transformation. It means universal brotherhood. And it also means that the month of September of every year sort of kicks us in the behind, where it's our little personal wake-up call. And then October, like a new beginning for everybody. So we're still in this transformational year. October is new, it's real, it's bringing truth to the surface like we've never seen before. And it can feel overwhelming, it can be overwhelming. People are changing jobs quite a bit right now. People are moving residences. In families, all of a sudden, this huge family secret's coming forth that no one knew about, nobody talked about. So this month is very telling. So with that, I'd like to hand it over to Doug and have him expand a little more from, you know, what's really going on here.
Well,
Mr. Doug.
It's definitely an exciting period of time, and the planets are lined up like they have not been in a long, long, long time. So coming up very shortly, as far as we've got Uranus coming opposition to the Sun with the full moon. And this is going to cause people to not be able to hold anything back. It's more like they reveal everything. They just can't keep it a secret anymore. And this holds very true for the world, period. So a lot of things that have been under wraps, excuse me, have to come to the surface, and the truth has to be told. And you're going to see it more and more. I think you're seeing it even in the political world as far as what's coming up. Personally, I don't believe that we're going to have an election on November 8th as far as for a president, but that's my belief. Something will definitely make a change there that neither one will be running. And we'll hold that and see how it all unravels. So, that's quite a bit to be said.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness,
yeah.
Yes. There's going to be reality like we've never seen before.
Okay. Well, I'm ready to bring on some callers, including Melissa, who's our first caller of the day. Should we start to bring him on the line?
Absolutely,
sure.
Yes.
Okay, Melissa, thanks for being so patient. You're our first caller today. You are now live with Zoe and Doug. Welcome. What's your question for
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Hi, my name is Melissa. My birthday is April 4th, 1975. I was born in Corpus Christi, Texas at 6 p.m. And my question is, I want to know if my boyfriend is just kind of pushing me away for, you know, his own emotional stuff, or if he is really wanting to end our relationship altogether.
Good morning, Melissa.
Hi.
What is your boyfriend's birthday?
July 25th, 1974.
What I'm doing is numerology to get the birth dates here. So 5, 6, 4, 8. Okay. So first of all, your birth force, which is the energy of the day you were born, your birth force is a number 3. 3 is introverted. You need time to yourself. It brings balance. And your boyfriend is a number 8. And 8 is business, handling business. So looking only at your numbers alone, it would tell me that he stays focused on handling things regularly versus finding the balance. You're about finding the balance. He is about project. What I see for the two of you is that there's going to be some changes. You two are going to continue to walk through some changes, especially this month. By the end of the year, it will be determined as far as whether you two are going to stay or split. November, what I feel and see for you is that the energies really quiet down between the two of you. And then December, you two may negotiate a little bit, come back to the drawing board, and figure out what is it that both of you want. But this month is going to be more about focusing on what are your values. Are they really parallel? Are they similar? Are they different? So you're also going through the releasing. Keep in mind that we are coming into an Aries full moon. Aries full moon is very much a wake-up call. So we are on the edge of those energies right now during this program. So you're feeling the flames licking at your feet too. And this is something that you feel like you already have the answer on the inside. So it will be either both of you choose to transform or it may just go to the wayside. So let's see what Doug has for you.
Okay.
I believe that you're both going through a huge energy shift. And because you're both going through it, it's like you're not even aware that you're doing it. It's there, but it's like an undercurrent that's making you change. And people around you, you're going to find that some of the people you've known for a long time, you'll walk right past them and they're not going to recognize you because you've made a big shift. We recognize the energy first and then we realize we know the face. So because you're going through such a shift, and so is he, it's real important that you guys reconnect as far as who you are today, not who you were yesterday, but who you are today. You have to keep that, it keeps the relationship fresh, where if we get to the point where we're so convinced we know that person, we just tune them out. The minute they start to talk, we feel like we already know what they're going to say, and we're not listening to what they're really saying. So you have to go back to ground zero and tune in to who he is today, not who he was when you met him. Does that make sense? And likewise, he has to do the same as you. Find out who you are today, and everything will come alive like magic again.
Okay.
But it's that secret is to keep it fresh. Stay in the moment. Really listen to what he's saying. Don't second guess what he's saying. And he's got to do the same with you. He's really got to pay attention to who you are.
Okay.
You get it?
I got it. Yes.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thank
Good
you.
Good luck. Keep us posted.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
And our next caller is Donna. Donna, you're now live with Zoe and Doug. Go ahead, please.
Hello? Hi, Donna.
Hello.
Hello?
What's your birthday?
Hello. You can hear me now?
Yes.
You're live on the air.
Uh-huh. Okay. My birth date is on August 18th, 1969.
I'm sorry, what month was that?
August 18th, 1969.
Okay, and what is your question?
I have been seeing a man named Chris for the past 2 months. He's recently has stopped answering my communication to him through text, and I don't know why, if he's just not wanting to pursue things further or if it's he's going through something, and I'm just wanting to know if you see communication starting back up again and him and I continuing to spend time together.
Sure. Okay. What is his birthday?
I think like January 27th, 1990.
Okay. So he is, looks like Aquarius. He's an Aquarius. Very interesting. And you are Leo going into Virgo. So in your birth force, the energy of the day you were born is a number 7. And 7 Seven is great. Seven is very spiritual. It's money. It's also, it craves a desire to be alone as well as with another person. And what I see and feel for you, Donna, is similar to the previous caller. Oh, goodness. All of us are going through a lot of change right now, as are you. This is a huge energy shift. It's a transformation. This month in particular is very, very intense. To me, he's retracted a bit. This is a person who can sometimes be a little bit removed from their emotional side. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Where he doesn't always look at himself emotionally. He's mechanical in a way, very nice person. Right now, I see that he has stepped back to review some things. You are also on your own spiritual path as well. It's possible that you may continue on without him. Will he contact you? He will. It will probably be a little while yet, a couple of weeks maybe. He's going through a thing right now where he's just reviewing his life, what's going on, what he's doing personally. So on that note, let's have Doug help you with that as well. He can bring in the astrology aspect.
Can I just ask, do you see us continuing to date or anything after he contacts me?
There will be a discussion of that, yes. There will be a discussion. Mm-hmm.
Do you see us spending time together?
I think that will come about, but there's going to be a very necessary conversation first before any of that comes to light again.
Did I do something to cause him to... Because I know I had... was sending him a lot of messages. Did that kind of push him back, or is it something to do with him?
Well,
that has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, there you go.
What
Doug,
that?
Go ahead.
Do you know what time of day you were born, Donna?
2:40.
Where?
Smiths Falls, Ontario.
At 2:40 a.m. p.m.?
P.m.
Okay, let me look. 6 8.
Did you say that has a lot to do with it, like my messaging him?
You don't want to become overbearing in any situation. And sometimes if you get bombarded with things that constantly come at you, you feel overwhelmed. And sometimes less is more. If we go back in time, we didn't have things like texts and cell phones where we could contact anyone at any given moment. And relationships got strong because they waited to get back with each other and really talk face to face. So when you're constantly sending one message after another, it can become almost like having a salesman call you on the phone and you don't want to really talk to him. It gives you that same kind of the feeling. Does that make sense?
Yeah, is that what's happened, or is it just something in his own life?
Well, just the fact that you said you were texting a lot, it made me kind of stand up on end, like I would get so over the top annoyed with it that it would make me want to run out of the room. But I'm looking at this real quickly. 6 8 is going to be there. 4 6 there.
Yeah, so I just want to know if that's the case with him or if it's just something.
You've got good connections going on as far as between the two of you, so there, you do have that going on. But I'm going to tell you, he sees both sides of every situation very, very quickly. It's real important that he learns that whatever goes through him first, that's what he should really go with. Sometimes he gets so wrapped up as far as with analyzing things back and forth that he doesn't know where he really started. And I'm not condemning him. I'm just telling you this is how he thinks, and it's important for him to look at things where he gives whatever goes through him first a 10% edge because he sees both sides so quickly on any situation. He's smart, And he's a lot older than his years. He's way beyond his years. But I would say you have a tendency that you want to become almost mothering, I is the best word for saying it, and you do it with everyone. And so it's just part of your nature. You've got that going on where you just want people to be comfortable in every situation. You're just like the perfect host. And so you just sometimes you have to let them realize that you're there, but you're like invisible. If they all they have to do is reach out and you're there, but you don't put yourself right in their face. And that's the secret with this one.
So
you have to realize he's an Aquarian, and Aquarians do not like being tramped or pushed into a corner. So you've got to give them space and allow them to feel that they want to be there. I'm going to tell you a secret. If you take a handful of water and you cup your hand and you scoop it into water, you can hold probably, what, a half a cup of water?
Mm-hmm.
How much can you hold if you take and put your fist together?
Nothing.
Okay, well, don't do that to him, because you're trying to hold on to him, and the more you try to hold on, he's going to run the opposite direction. So you just release it and open your palm and let him run around the palm of your hand. He'll never go anywhere because you're open up to him. You're just allowing him to be what he wants to be and do what he wants to do, and he felt, this is cool, I like this now. I don't feel smothered. But if you tighten up that fist, then he's going to slip through your fingers and be gone. I'll tell you that right now.
So did I bring this on myself then?
Freedom. Pardon me?
Did I bring this on myself then?
Well, there's definitely where you're going through a thing where you're changing. You have to change the way you communicate. And you have to really pay attention to what's being said to you and what you're saying back. So when I say that, I mean you may find that you actually say right back to him exactly what he just said to you to make sure that what you heard and what he said are the same thing. You've got to make your communication more clear. But don't be smothering.
And with that, Dana, we're going to move on to our next caller. We thank you for the call. And, go back and listen to the replay. I think there's some good information on there for you from Zoe and Doug. Reminder to everybody that if you're calling in, we're going to get to Amy 1 and Amy 2, the two Amys separately calling. We're going to get to the Amys next. If you want to call and ask a question, you must press 1 on your keypad. Otherwise, we just think you're calling to listen to the show and you're hanging out, which is very, very cool. After the show, make sure to go back and listen to your section of the show for your call. And replay, rewind, take notes. Listen to what they are saying. I think you may hear some common themes repeated many times to get the message to you. So please do that. Also, if you don't get through today, or you just want to do this because you don't want everybody on the radio hearing you, contact Zoe for a reading today. You can do that by going to our website. The show link is right here on the show page, zoeniklaus.com. And if you want to talk to Doug, she can put you in contact with Doug. Doug's going to give us his phone number, too, in just a second. But we want to make sure that you know they are available to you after the show. Maybe not like at 9:01 or 9:31 when the show's over here. But, they're available to you to schedule a private appointment so you can just talk with them directly and cut out the middleman, me. And you can have your own hour or 15 minutes or 3 hours or whatever you want to do with them. And they'll give you a special rated G radio rate. Zoe, do you want to tell folks about, what they should expect when they call you and when you get an appointment set up with them?
Absolutely, yes. It's a connection time, of course. I like to ask questions, of course, but also explaining to people that with the type of work that I do, it's also a process of doing healing along with the psychic stuff. So in other words, when we stop and take a moment to visit, okay, what are the patterns and trends, just like with the first two callers? What are the previous patterns and trends? What do we need to look at and clear? What might need to be realigned energy-wise, otherwise? With that type of energy shifting going on, then we revisit the question. because the outcome does change when we shift our energies around. So anyway, yes, there can be specific. Sometimes people have very specific questions. When am I going to move? When is my house going to sell? Things like that. We certainly, I do visit those kinds of questions. And, you know, there's a way to look at these things from several angles. It's, for me, in my work, it fortunately is not just a yes or no question, because there's, it's a process of a journey of, again, reviewing patterns, looking at where have we come from, what did we bring that's not serving us, what can we now do differently, and how can we now move forward. So this is what we do in my sessions, and again, it's a lot of healing that goes on in addition to the psychic reading itself. So it's sort of like what we're doing today, a twofer, maybe a little bit more than a twofer, but it's pretty well-rounded. That's the feedback that I also receive from my clients. And Doug's readings are fabulous as well. Doug's are extremely informative. Doug, do you want to say something there about your sessions?
Well, I've only had 3 times where I've told people who they're getting married to, first and last name, before they ever met them. And it was all recorded, so I didn't even know I said it. So I don't have any judgment with it. I just let it come however it has to come. And I use astrology as far as putting the key in the ignition, and once it's in there, things start flying, and I just tell exactly what's going on as far as what I hear or how I see it. I guess that's the best way of saying what I do.
Okay.
I never know where it's going to come from. I just allow it to be. I may hear it. I may see it in my mind. Sometimes a spirit will come and tell me things that only that person knows. So that's how I work.
And Doug, what's your phone number for people to call if they'd like to get a hold of you?
It is 206-769-4924.
Okay, everybody, that's Doug's number. So that's the Doug hotline for your astrology reading. 206-769-4924 is his number. And we're going to get to our next caller, which is Amy number one. Oh, by the way, before I get to Amy number one, if you're in the Blog Talk chat room and would like to ask a question, just pop me a note, leave me your name, your birthday, and your question, and we'll get the dynamic duo to answer your question live on air today. Amy number one, you're next. Go ahead, please.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good morning.
Amy?
Good, good. My birthday is 12/16/73.
12/16/73. Okay.
Yep.
And what is your question?
My question is, if you see a really a good relationship, solid relationship coming in for me. I haven't met anybody yet.
Okay. Well, first of all, your birth force in numerology is a number 3. And again, this is about balance. And
okay. In
your world, in your life, you tend to find yourself as the anchor person, the balance person. There's projects, work projects, for example, where they absolutely need you. And they don't realize that energy-wise, that's where they really need you at. So just something to tuck away in the back of your mind, and go ahead and Google that later if you wish. Google it or bang it. Anyway, so as far as a relationship, let's see here. So going back to October, this whole business about October, this month you will be learning more about yourself. And this is a positive thing. It's a positive thing.
Okay.
You're simply growing more comfortable in your skin with who you are, what you like. You're establishing what's important to you. Your values are being established right now. So that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And what you are also doing energy-wise is that you are raising your vibration. In the work that I do, vibrationally, the energy work is done so that when we meet people after the session, they're going to match our vibration or be higher. And so yes, this is what you are doing for you this month. You're like, okay, I, Amy, am going to focus. This is what I'm doing. I'm going to do this and this and this. And so this being said, you're priming the pump here. You're really getting a great tune-up from the inside out. This is, and the reason is you are feeling this person energetically already. So that's great. What it feels like to me is, let me see, November in general is just kind of quiet for people. It's important for you to get out, go around parties, things like that. Somewhere between Christmas time and the new year, I do see you connecting with someone. It doesn't feel like anyone that you've known before. So keep your heart and mind open. There is a person that I see that has been on your radar consistently, and you've been observing and not quite sure. Do I go for it? Do I not? So you will be receiving messages to confirm that. But see, with you focusing on your energy vibration this month, that may change for you. So anyway, it's coming. I see this coming very, very soon anyway, in the language of, So anyway, let's have Doug visit this question for you.
Okay, thanks.
Well, I couldn't agree more with Zoe as far as you are making a huge shift in your energy. And I do feel that you right now are starting to put everyone under a microscope and looking at them as to whether or not you even want them in your world. And you're becoming very, very particular about who you're going to allow in around you. And it's not that you're going to be mean to the people that are already there. It's just that those that you've done more than 50% of the work to be around them, you're not going to be calling them back because you're ready to move on and get your life in order and go forward. So when I go forward as far as with you, and I think she's very accurate about things happening here in December, it's like you've got everything going big time next year. So you just have to relax and know that everything comes to you in perfect order. And once your energy shift has done its complete shift here where you can move into this, it's like everything will be magic for you. So don't sit there and just be focused on this. Allow it to come all on its own. Once you take and you put out there what you're looking for, and I would write it out, I have the partner of my life, and put it in detail, everything that you see them as being. And don't be, be very, very to the detail what it is. And you'll be amazed how quickly they're going to come towards you.
There
absolutely
we go, Amy.
You'll be amazed.
Amy, number one, there's your answer. Go back and listen to the replay again, and now we'll get to Amy, number two. Amy, two, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Hi, I'm well. Thank you for taking my call. And, of course, my name is Amy, and my birth date is 5-1-61. I was born in St. Louis, Missouri at 11:49 p.m., and I don't think I have a real specific question, although at times I do wonder, I think I'm getting ready for somebody to come in my life. I haven't, by choice, gone out and done anything further about it, but I think I'm starting to get ready to feel that feeling again. So whatever you have for me would be fine. Thank you.
Sure. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling in today.
Thank you.
Yes. So in numerology, again, when we add up the digits of your full birthday, yours adds up to a number 5. And hold on to this one, because with a number 5, it is all about change and transformation. And nothing is the same. And so for you, lack of better words, it's like a gypsy lifestyle. Okay, so if there's not change going on, you can feel bored. Or if there's too much change going on, you might be happy and pulling your hair out all at the same time. If there's no change going on whatsoever, that would be a signal of, okay, time to be more flexible and start going with the flow more easily. So all of this being said, you are a Taurus. you like to have things your way. You like nice things around you. You like your stability. You're okay to stay out in the pasture and observe partners from a distance. Okay? So Tauruses also love to be in love, and this is a reason why you have taken a step back from it, because it's like, okay, since I really, really enjoy this, I'm changing everything. You also are changing things in your world. Is there someone coming in? Yes. I see it a little. It'll be a little bit longer. I see something 7 to 8 months from now. So this has to do with you shifting, changing. You like to think through things as well. I don't feel that you're just a quote-unquote typical Taurus. Tauruses enjoy the creature comforts. And with you as a birth force number 5, you have more flexibility. You like to keep things moving. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Although I feel like, you know, I have stepped back for a while. Things have been, you know, stagnant, and and it's been by choice. So I'm ready for a little bit more entertaining and a little bit more going on here.
Excellent. Go ahead.
I think things change for you in February and then again in August. That's where you make your big shifts. So don't be, because you've stepped back, just allow things to come to you. You know that when you allow things to just happen, that's when magic really starts. And when you stay in the moment, you're the observer of life, and you're paying attention to everything around you, you're going to see real quickly how things are coming at you. But I do think that time-wise, Zoe's very accurate as far as saying that you're 6 months out, at least. And I want to address a different issue that I look at here, and I don't think that you get mad very often. I don't want to be there when it happens. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty
okay.
I'm pretty low-key, and
yes,
when, you know, when I do, you know, decide to address something, my emotions, you know, have just, you know, it's like the straw that broke the camel's back.
I know. It's like, it's more like a ton of TNA dynamite going off. Boom. And people wonder what the hell they just did. So I want you to look at things a little bit deeper on this side of it. I want you to, because this can scare the hell out of a guy that's really interested in you, okay? So I want you from now on to say up front, if you don't like something, say, I really don't like what you just said, or I don't appreciate what you just did. And if you say those little things like that, you will never have that big explosion. And that way you're not going to scare the hell out of them.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, you know, I mean, It can happen, and
I know, but with you, it would scare me. It would scare me. I'd run. So
you are astute.
You know, on the top of a hot water heater, there's that little valve that releases the pressure.
Yeah.
So the water heater doesn't get too hot. This is your low water pressure valve. If you say this to people, instead of allowing things to slide, because you allow things to slide too many times, where you should have said, I don't like that comment, or I don't appreciate what you just said to me. And those are the low pressure valves that don't explode. But if you just let it slide when you should have said that, that's when it builds and it builds, and all of a sudden one person says one word, and that's the straw that breaks the camel back, as you say it, where to me it scares the hell out of me what you're going to come up with. Because you explode.
Yeah, I do. I think, okay, well, what they say or what they do, is it really going to make a difference? And apparently down the road it does.
Yes. So
from
now on, don't be shy about saying it. Just because you have the ability to say, I don't like this or I like this, they're not going to run away just because you kind of set boundaries on them. They're going to respect you for it, because now they know exactly where you are.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Absolutely.
Thanks, Amy, for
and
the call.
I would think you're very pretty.
Well, thank you. I do appreciate that.
Because you've got a great setup for it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Amy.
Well, thank you for your time.
Thank
you're
you for
welcome.
Your call, Amy.
Thank
Have
you.
A good day.
Welcome.
And it must be the day of people with the same name calling in, which I think is very cool. So it must is what is it? I'm going to say syncopation, but that has to do with music and beats or something like that. But we've got Lisa 1 and then Lisa number 2 coming up here.
Cool.
And so, but in between that, we've got Laura and we've got all kinds of folks here. So Lisa number 1, thank you very much for being here on the show today. You are now live with Zoe and Doug. Go ahead, please.
Hi, thank you so much. My name is Lisa. I'm born January 26, 1959 in Hartford, Connecticut at 2:40 in the afternoon.
Say the time again, hon.
2:40 in the afternoon.
Okay.
Okay, and what's your question, Lisa?
I don't know what I'm here for. I feel like I'm here to do something, and I don't know what it is.
So are you looking for your purpose? Would that be
yes.
safe to say? Okay, perfect.
Yes.
All right. So first of all, again, birth force, numerology. You are a number 6. So embrace that, number 6. And again, research this on your own time. Sixes can mean you're doing the same thing over and over and over. It's people, family, friends. It's people constantly. And if you're either a hermit or you're dealing with people all the time. But the challenge here for you in this lifetime, number 1, is to learn how to connect with people in a way that is going to serve both yourself and the person without it's not necessary to get way too deeply involved with this. So as far as your purpose, right now, again, with this astrology influence, everything going on right now, stay open for the rest of this month. It would be the month for you to get into meditation, to do some research, to see what resonates with you. So if you haven't already done that, start looking into that. Because what I do see with you is that your angel, we all have an angel with us, and your angel has been very quiet and patiently waiting. Your angel has information for you to read. It's as if your angel's already written this down in text. So if you are able to even go out to YouTube and find some sort of a music meditation, music for you is critical. Music for you takes you into a whole different space, and it allows your energies to expand and to feel more comfortable. You can also tap in your prayer, whoever you pray to, ask that it's brought to you. So with you getting in tune with your purpose, you're going to figure out one thing by the end of this month, and then it's sort of like going on a little hunt here. So you're going to find one thing which will lead to another, which will lead to another, which is taking you into another chapter of your life, which is research. I believe you also might be approaching your Saturn return. I know Doug will help you with that, but you're going through a lot of change. And so with your purpose, this is, you're in a cocoon right now. 6 to 8 months from now, Lisa, you will feel more in tune, first of all, with yourself, and secondly, you're going to have a better sense of what you're here for. And the number one energy that we all are here to learn about is love energy on the planet. In numerology, it is a number 9. So that will be a lovely place to start, is to focus on the energy of love, focus on the vibration of love. This will increase your vibration as well. The more research that you do, the more these things are going to come more easily to you. And again, you're going to have, for you, you process things pretty quickly. So and also another Aquarian. So you're going to go with what feels right for you. By the end of this month, you will already have two points of interest going on in your world that will help facilitate defining this journey for you. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you.
Yes, yeah. Doug?
Well, I totally agree that you're going through an incredible transition of change. You are looking to change everything in your world, and I do mean everything. I think it's real important for you to focus as far as in the arts, for you to bring your creativity to the surface for the world to see what you can do is real important. And there is a big thing around you about music. I totally agree with Zoe on that. I don't know if you sing now or if you write lyrics or something to do with music, but I would really look at that end of it because you've got a real strong creative side to you that is just screaming to be let out. You're very psychic in your own right. You have a tendency that you analyze things way too much, and you want to turn everything over and turn it over and turn it over and turn it over. I think it's sometimes we have to just, when it goes through us, we have to go with that gut feeling and say, that's good, that's going to be how I see it, and go with it. And that sometimes is the best way of doing things in life, rather than analyzing the crap out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you? You're very smart.
Highly intelligent.
Oh, thank you. You guys are so kind.
But don't analyze things too harsh. Just go with it. When you get that gut feeling that this is where you need to go, this is what you need to do, just go with it. Are you doing anything with music right now?
I just like to put the radio on and sing with it. I did notice recently that it does make a difference in my day if I have the radio on or if I don't.
Well, I think that you could be doing this even professionally. I think that there's something about music in you that is very, very strong. So it would definitely be worth looking into it. Don't be shy about it. And don't be too concerned that you're too old to start. I mean, look at Susan Boyle.
Mm-hmm.
She turned her whole world around and went from being obscure to being a sensation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she did. I love her.
Selling over 20 million records in 1 year's time from when they discovered her. I mean, that's big stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got music all around you. Pay attention to
mm-hmm.
it.
There
Lisa?
We go, Lisa.
Yes, thank you.
Just one more thing, if I may add. In your vibration, in your aura, you require music, absolutely. So if you can even keep classical music on in the background 24/7, that would be great because it really does shift your vibration and your energy. So on your journey of finding your purpose, keep the music going as much as you can, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, Lisa. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. And our next caller is coming from, it's Laura. And we wish Laura happy birthday, by the way, because her birthday was October 1st in the year of 1963. Laura, you're live on the air. Go ahead, please.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Thanks for taking my call, everybody. I really appreciate it.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I'm looking for work, hopefully as a manager, because I have enough experience at this point that I feel that I could be a manager. I actually have a phone interview screening tomorrow for a managerial role, and I was wondering if you see me getting that job in particular.
Okay, Lisa, again, birth force numerology, you are a number 3. So today's real heavy for the number 3, which is interesting. So we have balance, and you bring balance to places and to people. So in your life, it's possible that the pattern of your employment may be a little bit more polka-dotted versus consistent. Does that make sense? Yes. And that's okay. Well, to help you understand, as a birth force number three, when your purpose is to bring balance, that means your energies are brought in for X amount of time, and then when the balance is achieved, then, oh, we're downsizing, Laura. We're going to, you know, and sorry. So you've heard that one way too many times. So going back to, Doug brought this up earlier, and we usually bring this up. Do your I am and I have statements today to prepare for this phone interview. So once again, just for this immediate right here, right now, your energies are being sought to bring in balance for this role. So think about that today. Reflect on it. Write out on paper what is it that you do want. Is it possible to get this job? Yeah, I don't feel that there is a problem with it in any direction. What is not feeling comfortable for you is that what you're not saying is that you are not entirely comfortable with whatever this position is. You feel like you know it, but you're not certain. So write this down on paper today to just simply gain your own clarity, number one. Number two, work on manifesting that. Would you get the job hands down? More than likely, you're very well versed. You know what you're doing. You're also very highly, highly intelligent. So I don't see a problem with employment. Let's say, for example, even if this position did not come to fruition for you tomorrow, remember that, again, we are in this vibration of this month where stones are being turned over, truth is coming to surface. It's likely that if you didn't get this one tomorrow, you would be definitely employed sometime in November. I mean, it's coming up real, real quick here. That's what I see and feel. So let's have Doug take it from here and help you out.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello, Ken. Laura, once every 12 years, doors open up for you on a major scale that you didn't expect to open. And you just walked into that door opening up. So you, when Zoe says you're going to get what you want, you will get whatever you take and put your focus to. Right now, you have 1 year of this going forward. It started on September 9th. So don't be shy about writing it out and say, I am doing this. I have this in my life. The word want does not appear on that page ever.
Okay.
Want will keep it in the future. So you write it in the present, in the now, and you'll be amazed at what you conquered. If you wrote out a list of everything you wanted to do, let's say a bucket list, you will be amazed at how much of it you will get done in this next coming year. Doors will just open up every week for you to do it. So don't
like
be shy
that.
About it and just go for it. I also get the feeling that you have a large block of money coming to you. I don't want you to be concerned where it comes from. Just know that it's coming at you. So if you walk out to your car and there's a lottery ticket laying there on the floor or on the ground, pick the thing up, okay?
Yes.
Okay, sure. I could do that.
Okay.
What's that going to happen?
Well, it's going to be coming at you as far as in this calendar year, so just go for it. Don't even try to second guess where it's going to come from. I once had someone that, when I told her that, she couldn't see where it could possibly come. And what happened was a friend of hers from grade school had a crush on her and put her name as his beneficiary. He passed away, and she received this money from him. So you never know where it's going to come. It could be anywhere. Just allow the universe to bring it to you, okay? Because she was already in her 70s, and she couldn't see where she could have anything coming to her.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of in that boat, but if you say so, I will believe and trust and open up to the possibility.
Well, just know that it's coming at you, and you just allow it to come.
Okay. That sounds great. Thank you. I
You're
like
welcome.
That reading.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Now we're going to get to Lisa number two, And as I bring Lisa number two on, our next, here's the chain of events, because the chat room is starting to like freak out here, which is great. We're going to have Lisa, Antoinette, and Sonia. And then we've got Annette and Rochelle in the chat room who are asking questions. So we're going to get to you. But Lisa, you're up now. Welcome to the show. You're live with Zoe and Doug. Go ahead, please.
Oh, well, thank you. My birthday is 9/20/62. And I was born in Glendale, California at 8:40 in the morning. And thank you for taking my call.
You are so welcome. What's your question, Lisa?
Well, I have now until the end of the November an exciting class that I'm involved in, and I love it to pieces. And it's all about increasing my new business that I started. And the other thing is I want to quit my part-time position that's freelance. That takes, hours of my time because I want to devote all my hours to this business venture, which I know is very promising. So I'm wondering what you see as far as the increase in income developing in my new business from now until the end of the year.
Okay. All right. First of all, back to the numerology, and your birth force is interesting. You have a very unique one. You are in 11, what we call 11/2. So you have two different things going on. So first of all, with the 11, that is a high spiritual vibration. It's also with two number ones together, new beginnings, right? So this means that you're already a pioneer, you're innovative, you're a leader, you're intense about it, you're methodical about it, and as strong of a leader as you are, and this is awesome, you also have the flexibility of understanding the balance, because when we look at the 11, we add up the numbers, reduce it to the single digit, that brings us to a 2. And so with the number 2, that is about the spiritual balance of things. So you're both a leader and you know how to take care of things too. If you were a boss, I probably would want to work for you because you understand how to run a business from both sides of the table. You're far more well-versed. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, it does.
Okay, so with this being said, this is to help you understand you. And I like to do that because it does give people a sense of the foundation of, you know, what they have brought with them into this lifetime. So with you looking at what you're doing, you're going to put the freelance down, you're going to embrace this, do the new business venture. You know, you were already making this statement of, I am successful, this is working, I will continue to have this work. So also do your I am and I have statements. In terms of the monetary from now to the end of the year, it looks like you'll have to do a little bit of balancing. It feels like it's going to be a gradual increase. This month will be very supportive for you because you already have been turning over these stones, these obstacles that have possibly got in your way. And you've already done the weeding out that's been necessary and realigning things. So you're sort of ahead of the game in a positive way in that regard. So with you making this decision, again, you've already put your stamp of approval and declaration that this too will continue. This is what I want. This is how I'm going to do it. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Very, 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 very creative. I mean, I don't even question that you're going to continue to make money, especially from now to the end of the year. So let's have Doug go ahead and answer this one for you as well. Doug?
Yes, I think that's very accurate. I'm going to just say something so that let it sink in, okay? I bartered with life for a penny, and life would pay no more after I sat in my corner and counted my scanty score. See, life is a just employer. It pays you what you ask.
But once you set the price, it is you who must do the task. I work for a medial hire, only to learn dismay. Whatever price I set, life would willingly pay. So if you decide that you have to have X number of dollars, it will be there. It will come from wherever it has to come because you decided. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, indeed.
I had a young guy that came to me years ago that wanted to be a professional photographer. And he was very clear in what he wanted to do. And I said, well, how much money do you need for this equipment? And if you're setting up a studio, what do you need there? And what do you need for your rent and your food? So he told me he needed $23,000. And I said, then you write it down and say, I have $23,000 to take and buy my equipment, open my studio, and pay my bills. And that's what he did. 1 week later, the Acme Sign Company called him up and asked him to fly around the country and take pictures of all of their billboards for their annual report. It paid him $23,000. You get it?
I do.
Once you set that price, you are going to have to come to you one way or another, so don't be shy about setting what it is.
There you go, Lisa.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for your call.
All
Have
right.
a terrific day today.
You too.
And, you know, if Lisa wanted to ask for an extra $100,000 for Zoe, Doug, and I each, I mean, that would be okay too, Lisa. So.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yes, by all means. Thanks, Greg.
Anyway, no,
zeros
just kidding,
are
Lisa.
Free.
You take care of you, and, you know, great things will happen in your world. Antoinette, welcome to the show. You are our next caller live with Zoe and Doug. Go ahead, please.
Hello, my name is Antoinette, Brooklyn, New York. My birth date is December 7, 1976. I believe I was born around 7 a.m., 7:30 a.m., and I go by the nickname of Tony.
Okay.
What year did you say, hon?
1976.
Okay, thank you. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. And what is your question, Antoinette?
Currently where I'm at, I'm going through a transition. And I wanted to know my next career move, financial stability, pretty much whatever that come at you, when I'm going to move, things such as that.
Okay. Well, let's see here. So, bringing you back over to the numerology, we have another number six here. So, in your world, just in general, it's people, friends, family, situation. It can also feel like, oh, I've got to do this again. And so, that gets a little redundant for you. So,
mm-hmm.
Yes. So, with this being said, let's see here. The thing that comes to mind first, that the area of your life that's coming to the foreground is the finances. So let's focus on that one right now. So with your finances, it does feel like it's been dry. It feels mm-hmm. like dry, meaning both dry like a riverbed and a little inconsistent, where you feel like you're not able to get your footing, get the grounding, whatever it is that you need. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So yes, you're going through a huge transformation. It's like what Doug will explain to certain people, depending on their chart. Everyone is under a microscope. You're trying to figure out what's what here. So with regards to your finances, with the energy of it, first of all, I would also encourage you as well to do the I am and I have statements. Secondly, it does feel like the money will change and start to come back in again more consistently somewhere between the end of December, the beginning of the year. You're looking at different things. I see either a contract position or a part-time position coming in for you, and it will depend upon also what do you want to do.
I see you doing something extra on the side. I don't know if you volunteer at all, but this is something I would also encourage you to do, because in the volunteering, even if it's just very part-time, even if it's once a month, that will bring you a different kind of satisfaction on a soul level. So with you moving through life, it's important for you to have balance. So make sure that you're taking care of that need, because what happens with you is because of the sense of obligation, that number six, it's the same thing over and over. It's just this drudge. Start bringing in the balance. Start bringing in what makes you excited, what makes you feel excited. So because when you're nurturing yourself, you feel happy about you, then you feel ready to move forward and embrace what's coming. So your finances are still going to be not quite where you want them through the end of this year. But again, I see this turning around, starting to turn around for you end of December, beginning of January. So let's see what Doug gets for you on that one.
Well, I agree that you're going through a big change. And with the way I see how you do things, if you're not having fun, you don't stick around. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so look at life as a fun thing in all aspects, if you can. Sometimes I say, well, I just came out here just to study the people because they're my species, okay? And I try to make a game out of life because I get bored real quickly as well. And you are going to put everyone that you know, like Zoe said, under a microscope, and you're going to get rid of those people that you have to do more than 50% of the work to be around.
Yeah.
So if they're not doing their part to be there, why do you need them?
Yep.
Create a void so that you can have new people that can come into your world and push you forward in life. And when you do the volunteer work, it's you giving back to society. It's you putting yourself out there. You're going to feel so much better about yourself. You'll be amazed how you just start climbing big time everywhere. It opens doors for you. So if you're not doing any kind of volunteer stuff, start doing it. You'll be amazed how it changes your world.
Okay. Well, will I ever get where I see myself?
Pardon?
I said, will I ever, do I have the potential to get where I see myself or where I know I can go?
You, one of the things you have to look at, hon, is that you have to have downtime away from everyone on a regular basis, and if you don't get it, you come unraveled. So it's real important for you to let people know up front that you don't want to be out there all the time. You do have to have that downtime all by yourself. It's really, really important for you. So I think that you've got a business mind, and I think you can do just about anything you decide you want to do.
That's true.
So just go for it. Don't think twice that I couldn't do this or I couldn't. Anything you want, you can create. And if you don't like it once you create it, you can uncreate it. So don't be shy about it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
There you go, Antoinette. Thank you for your call today.
Thank you so much.
And again, we're going to Sonia, and then we've got two questions out of the chat room. So hang tight, everybody. Sonia, you are now live with Zoe and Doug. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Zoe. Hi.
Hello.
I was born 4/23/68 at 9:40 a.m. in Albany, New York. And this month I'm preparing for the transition. I'm preparing myself for change and don't know if I should be looking for new work where I am, out of state. I'm talented in many different areas, so I'm not quite sure what direction to be looking. So any insight there would be great.
Could you say your birthday again, hon?
It's 4/23/68.
23, okay.
Okay, good morning, Sonia. All right. Well, Sonia, first of all, starting with the birth force, this is very interesting. Today is about the threes and the sixes. You, my dear, are also a number six birth force. So in your world, in your life, it's been people, family, friends, people driving you crazy a little bit. Does that make sense? Even with work, you know, when you're, yeah, so you understand that. And for you, you do get inundated with your emotions and your feelings. You are an empath. Are you connected with that part of yourself?
Yes.
Okay, very good. So, excellent. So with you being connected with emotions and things like that, this has been a bit confusing. And this, yes, this does lead over into the employment sector, because with that, you walk into places and it's like, oh, this feels great, but then they're not ready for your energies. There, it has been a pattern of you feeling like you are rejected. You feel like you do all these processes and you're never selected. And so what we're talking about on a different level is the energy match, okay? So this really has nothing to do with you personally, meaning with your intelligence, your knowledge, your know-how as far as doing the work. What we're talking about here is an energetic match. So with, again, homework assignment, I am, I have statements. Write that out for yourself. Will you stay in New York or will you cross the border, because it's easy to do there on the East Coast? For now, I think you're going to find something local, but it's just not where you're at. You've been there a long, long time, and you're ready for change. And I think you're probably at the window of change as well, where you're ready to, like, look at your life, and you're ready to just dump out this garbage can and continue to proceed forward. I don't know if you'll go into Pennsylvania or Maine or one of those surrounding states there, but it does feel like that there's going to be an offer coming, not for a little while still, though, not for 8-9 months, something like that. So in the meantime, I do see contract work or at least part-time work, but understand for yourself, we're talking about an energy match. We're talking about like vibration and higher. So get into that part of yourself when you do your homework so you can bring those energies to you. And it is very okay to ask for this to be brought to you. Does it mean you're exempt from doing the legwork? No. But what the outcome will be is a better match for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. All right. Doug?
Well, you are in your Saturn return, and you are going to change everything in your life. You are definitely going to be moving. You're going to be changing your career. You are going to have some of the most significant people you have ever met come into your life.
Great.
So don't be shy about putting yourself out there. And if you have something in your mind that you feel you want to do, go for it. Don't be shy about it. Just go for it. You can conquer whatever you put your mind to doing. So don't be shy about it. I call you a fix-em person. You can walk into any company, in a matter of seconds, you can tell them exactly what they're doing wrong and what they have to do to make it right. And they'll be in awe in how you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be shy about putting yourself out there and going into something totally different that you've never done, but you've always thought about it. Once you get there, you just go for it. Open up the door and go. If they let you in, show them what you can do.
There you go, Sonia.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks.
Okay.
You're welcome.
I like that. Sonia's the fixer.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're going to hit the chat room here. We've got Annette. She's born April 2nd, 1964, and she'd like to know what's ahead for her.
What's ahead? Let's see here. 2, 4, 5. Okay. So what we have for Annette is, first of all, Annette, your birth force is a number 5. You're the second number 5 we've had today. So your life is about change and transformation, a little bit of the gypsy, hippie flavor here. If something isn't fun, you've got to make it fun. You've also got the Aries energy as well. So in general, whatever you set your mind to, you can do that. To me, let's see here. What is ahead for her is more change, and that you're changing this month. Go with the energy. There's going to be more stones. There's going to be 2 to 3 things that you learn about that would never have crossed your mind before, just about your world. It's not about you personally, but it's expanding your awareness. You are expanding things right now. You're broadening your horizons in a different kind of way, not that you don't do that anyway. You will probably also change your career or your work. I don't see you sitting still in the same place for too much longer. It has served a purpose. And spiritually, it's like if you're not into the metaphysics or esoterics, you might find yourself starting down that path as well. So again, just start reading, research. One thing usually leads to another in terms of what resonates with you. I do see her, and then I do see you growing to be, you're going to pick up the angle of going more along the lines of shamanism. If you're not already into that, you're going to come across someone who is, and you'll just be observing with the learning and going with that. So you're really expanding your world, and it also feels like you're a lot of fun. So keep having fun. Doug?
Well, I couldn't agree more for you to go that route, because I feel that you definitely feel energy off the chart. And psychometry would be something for you to work on and really go with it. And that's just holding an object of someone else's object and just feel whatever the energy is and whatever comes through you, just say it. Don't hold on to it. When I work with the police, I've found bodies for them just by doing psychometry. So just take an object, hold it, whatever goes through you, spit it out. Even if it sounds crazy and unreal, say it. You'll be amazed how accurate you are. I want you to be conservative with money, because money still, I think, could go out rather quickly. I want you to be conservative with money. Don't get yourself going so that you go into a tailspin. Things are going to be opening up for you in a nice way otherwise, so just take it one day at a time. Stay in the moment.
There we go. Cool. Thanks, Annette, and thank you for the nice words in the chat room there. I'm so sorry. I'm going to say your name wrong. I said it was Rochelle. It's Richelieu? What's it? It's Richalie. There we go. And
Richelieu, I know her.
Oh, there we go. Okay, good. So see? Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. Her birthday is September 29th, 1980, and she wonders if her business will be successful even after the second baby whenever he or she arrives.
I know her. She's a lovely, lovely person. So let's see here. The business, I know Richie, she worries. She worries about the balance of how is this all going to happen? How is this all going to come about together? So, yes, it will. You have a lovely husband who will help you and be supportive of you. After baby number 2 arrives, you may step away, or make it's going to be a little more intermittent, let's put it that way, for a while. And your values will be changing too. So let's see here. What I'm seeing, you'll continue your business probably through this coming year. And then somewhere at the end of 2017, then you will reconfigure how you are going about the business. And at that time, revisit the values and see if it really matters to you or not. I do, though, in the big picture, see you holding on to this for a while yet. So let's see what Doug has for you. Doug?
Well,
you are one of these that on September 9th, doors have started to open up every which way. So don't be shy about what it is that you want to bring forward. This is your year. Once every 12 years, it opens up like this. So you do have travel that's coming up. You're going to get things for the asking. There's also money around you and big money. So pay attention to, remember I told that one woman, if you walk out to your car and there's a lottery ticket laying there, pick it up. I'm going to tell you the same thing. So really be an open book as far as for things to open up for you. Don't put limits on it right now. Go for it. This is a magic, magic time for you.
Yay! And by the way, Richie...
Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was going to simply add, Richie, your birth force is a number 2. And so number 2 is spiritual and it is balanced. So in your world, in your life, that will always be part of your equation. So balance, there is yet another answer to the question. You will simply continue to bring balance into the situation no matter how many kids or what's going on in your world. So there we go. Okay.
There we go. And we're going to try to, we'll see where we're at, but I think this may be our last call of the day. Sherry, thank you for calling into the program. You're live with Zoe and Doug. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi. Well, my birth date is March 27, 1965.
March 27, 1965. Okay, and what is your question?
There's a job that I want to apply for this week, and I'm just wondering if it may actually come to fruition.
Okay. First of all, your birth force is a 6. We've talked a lot today about number 6s. People, places, situations, obligations, things feeling redundant for you. Will the job come about? It feels like it. It feels like there may be a slight delay with that. But yes, it will come about. Your approach to life, your approach to employment and everything has felt dicey. You have not felt connected. I don't feel you connected to your work or your career because you've been internalizing and processing a lot of other things. Does that make sense to you? And so you almost feel more like a mechanical robot saying, okay, do I have a job or not? No, okay. The interest is not there. The passion is not there. So I would suggest for you to also write down the I have statements and put it out on paper. What is it that you would like to create? With you as an Aries, you typically are familiar with what you want, how you want to go about it, typically fire energy, but right now you feel like you're hibernating. And this would result in you going through a huge transformation. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So with that being said, you're interested in this new position, yet you're not really as enthusiastic. It's more of an obligation. So if you wish to have the position, you will. If it's not interesting, you're already prepared to move on and keep looking. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Let's have Doug help you with that as well. Doug?
Okay. You're going through a transition as far as your energy shift, and you are changing your values all at the same time. And I definitely believe you're going to move on. I don't think you're going to stay doing what you've been doing. It's almost like I've gotten bored with that part of my life, and I don't need to be there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be shy about just going for it. Everything else is really positive as far as you going forward. So don't hesitate to say, I can do this, and go for it. I think you're in a great space for change. And don't be surprised if people that you've known for a long time walk right past you because they don't see you. It's because your energy is shifting so much right now that they won't recognize you. We pick up the energy first, and then we realize that we know that face. So you're the one that's making the big change. No one else is doing it around you. Well, they may be, but not to the extent that you're doing it right now. And you are doing things where you're going to put everyone you know under a microscope and look at them as to whether or not they're going to stay in your world. Because if you find that you're doing more than 50% of the work to be around people, you're not going to be doing it anymore. You won't call them back. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Sherry. Appreciate you taking your time out of your day to call in. And again, a reminder to everybody, if you've gotten through on the program today, go back on the replay and listen to it afterwards. The show's going to, it has to percolate for about a half an hour after the show's finished, and then you can go back and press play on the same link that you just pressed today. And you can fast forward, replay, you can skip me, you can do all those fun things, and then hear your call with Zoe and Doug. Real quick reminder that Zoe is on zoeniklaus.com. There's a link on the show page. If you'd like to book a private reading with Zoe or Doug, you can just go ahead and pop the, 411 into Zoe's website and she'll contact you. Doug's phone number directly, if you'd like to schedule an astrology reading, is area code 206-769-4924. Again, 206-769-4924. And you can get a detailed astrological forecast and reading with Doug. And with that, my favorite dynamic duo, any last words of wisdom before we end the show today?
I think for everybody, just be open. Stay open as much as possible for this month because there's so much change going on. And again, many, many stones are being turned over. The truth is coming up. People are going to be facing themselves and saying, oh my gosh, I had no idea this was happening. And that's consistently happened. For continue to allow yourself to flow with this energy. Also, with this full moon coming up on the weekend, it's a fire moon, it's Aries. Doug can expand on that a little bit more, but it's because it's a full moon in Aries, a fire moon, it will reveal more information. It will kind of not really force, but impose change and transformation for a lot of people. So again, go with the flow of the energy. Doug?
I couldn't agree more. As far as full moons create so much high energy with everyone, and a lot of people don't know how to handle it and what to do with it. So sometimes I think the best thing as far as this full moon, I lay back. I don't try to get myself out there too much to be in the heat of all their crap because it can be confusing. And I do think that there's going to be things that are going to be revealed that are going to make people say, how the hell did that happen? How come I didn't see that before? There's that kind of major, major shifts coming that are going to make people stand up and pay attention and wonder why they didn't see it before. And a lot of it is the fact that we get so wrapped up in the little things around us, like the games, the football games, or whatever is going on right now, attention to what's really going on in the world. And this is, if you look at old Roman times, this is what they did there. When people were unhappy with the government or whatever, they created these big games. They built the Colosseum. They created all kinds of things to keep them entertained. So they weren't paying attention to what was really going on. And this has been going on here in America for a long time, but not only America, in all different countries. That's why these sports people get paid the big monies that they get paid to keep you entertained so that you're not watching what's really going on in the world around you. So it's time for people to take off those rose-colored glasses and look around. It's not about wearing this jersey or that jersey for one team or another. Pay attention to your world.
Doug, I need to let you know we're out of time, and so I'm taking my rose-colored glasses off and setting them on my desk, my rose-colored readers. We'll be back tomorrow night with Rated LGBT Radio. Rob is handling it solo while I'm working my J-O-B, and he's got a great guest lined up. And then Friday, on the Friday Morning Dance Party, is Jim Lovat, and we'll hear his music as well. For everybody who's listening, thank you for tuning in. Make sure to go to zoeniklaus.com, follow the link on the show page, get your private reading, and change your life. Don't drive distracted, and we will see you next time on Rated G Radio. Thank you,
everybody. You've been listening to Rated G Radio.
Bye.